This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023, and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 come into force from today. The Government of India has held regular meetings with states and union territories, and they are fully geared up in terms of technology, capacity building and awareness generation to implement the new criminal laws. As the new criminal laws laid emphasis on technology in investigation, trial and court proceedings, National Crime Records Bureau, NCRB, has made 23 functional modifications in the existing crime and criminal tracking networks and systems application. It is also providing technical assistance to the states and UTs for seamless transition to the new system. To implement the new criminal laws, training of the police and investigating authorities have been done for a smooth transition into the system. Discussions and in-depth analysis have been covered through news bulletins, programs and discussions on social media platforms of Doordarshan and Akashvani. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar met Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani, in Doha. Dr. Jaishankar conveyed the greetings and warm wishes of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the Amir of Qatar and the Prime Minister Al Thani. They reviewed the bilateral relationship focusing on political, trade, investment, energy, technology, culture, and people-to-people ties. They also exchanged views on regional and global issues. Dr. Jaishankar appreciated Mr. Al Thani's sharing insights on the Gaza situation. The External Affairs Minister said he is looking forward to the further enhancement of India-Qatar relations and continued dialogue on issues of mutual interest. Oil marketing companies have reduced the prices of commercial LPG gas cylinders by 30 rupees. The price change for a 19-kilogram commercial LPG cylinder will come into effect from today onwards. Due to the drop in price, the retail sale price of 19-kilogram commercial LPG cylinder in Delhi would be 1,646 rupees. This follows a drop in price that was brought last month when the retail price 19-kilogram commercial LPG cylinders was reduced by 69 rupees 50 paise in Delhi to 1,676 rupees. In Telangana, four members of a family died and one was injured when a wall of a house collapsed in Vanapatla village of Nagar Kurnool district. Local police reported that the incident occurred last midnight due to heavy rainfall. A resident of the village, G. Bhaskar, sustained serious injuries, while his wife Padma, aged 28, and the two daughters, aged 6 and 7, along with a 15-month-old son, died on the spot in the incident. The injured individuals have been admitted to the hospital for treatment. The National Testing Agency, NTA, today declared the revised result of 1,563 candidates after the NEET UG retest. The NTA has also revised the rank of all candidates after the new results. The NTA said in the release that the revised scorecards of all candidates are available on its website. It added that 813 candidates appeared for the retest out of the 1,563 candidates eligible. Candidates can log in to the website and access their respective revised scorecards at the website exams.nta.ac.in/neet. The retest was conducted on the 23rd of last month after the Supreme Court directed for the re-examination of the 1,563 candidates who were awarded grace or compensatory marks in the original examination. The candidates were given the option to either appear for the retest or continue with the original scores without the grace marks. In Gujarat, the CBI has arrested the owner of a private school in connection with the alleged malpractice in the NEET UG examination. This school was one of the examination centers where the NEET UG exam was held on May 5th. The CBI team will produce the owner before the court in Ahmedabad to get the remand. With this, the total number of arrests in the case has gone up to 6. Indian stock indices gave a stellar performance in the June quarter of the current fiscal. During the April-June period, Indian stock market capitalization increased by 13.8%, the highest among the top 10 stock markets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.